Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Theater workers, the phones are yours for our remaining time. Sandra in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandra. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you. So you were with Come From Away. Go ahead. No, you go.
I was going to say, I told your screener the name of the show that I was working on. I don't want to mention it on air because I don't know that I'm actually authorized to speak about it. But I was working on a Broadway show for October, November, December, and into early January. And we definitely had to shut down a few times because we just did not have enough cast members available to do the show. You know, it was mostly cast members, people who would be on stage without a mask that tested positive, and luckily nobody got seriously ill. But it was very, very stressful. You know, it's still very stressful. I mean, we had to go into work earlier than usual to get tested, and we would be kind of sitting around in the house space very far apart waiting to see if we had enough people to do the show, basically.
Sandra, good luck out there to you and all the cast and crew. Patrick in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Brian, how are you today? Long time, first time.
Glad you're on. So you're a stagehand?
Yeah, I'm a local one stagehand. I've been working on Broadway 20-odd years or so.
And what do you want to report?
Just that I'm glad Broadway's open. It seems like the industry, the producers are sort of determined to knuckle through this thing. You know, I said back in October, November, it's going to be a white knuckle ride, and that's what it seems to be. I'm just lucky that a lot of us are still working.
How's morale?
Stagehand side of things, it's tense, but it's okay. We're lucky to have work loading out the shows when they close. So there's normally like three days or a week of work to load the set out of the theater, and then we sort of look for the next thing. A lot of us,
you know, you said a little thing in there that's really important to remind people. So many shows are still open and going on, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And producers are planning new shows for the spring. I'm lucky enough to be working on a new musical, hopefully in a week or so. And those producers, you know, so far they're behind us. Now, a lot of shows have delayed. Like, Billy Crystal has a new musical coming up, and he delayed his opening by a month, but he's still going ahead with it. Another show, I think, at the Barrymore, also delayed. So I think a lot of producers, and let's not forget Mockingbird, they are determined to open again in
to
June.
Come back. Yeah. Patrick, thank you. Thank you so much. And I guess it's not just on Broadway. We should acknowledge, of course, there's off-Broadway and there are theater companies all over the country. Jeremy is calling from Dallas. Jeremy, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me. So I'm a Broadway actor. My wife and daughter and I moved from New York in the midst of the pandemic. We thought we were coming to Dallas for a few weeks to ride it out, and wound up having to move because, you know, actors work in the service industry. There's tens of thousands of us in the union, and not all of us can work at the same time. And so actors were hit particularly hard because the service industry shuttered. So we had no way to sustain our lives in New York. So we moved, and now we're trying to make a life in Dallas and hope that we can find jobs all over the country, and somewhat that's been successful. But I think my main point is we need stronger municipal guidance or state guidance or whomever it needs to come from about what is allowed with large gatherings. You know, we have one case backstage and we have to shutter the show. While the Knicks or the Nets are down here in Dallas, the Mavs have packed arenas. You know, obviously the players aren't wearing masks. The coaches might be. Mm-hmm. Half the attendants are. You know, we want to be safe and we want to follow the science and do what's right. But at the same time, we want there to be equity when some people get to resume work and others who try to follow the rules. We are out of our livelihood and out of our artwork that we have strived our entire lives to do. So it just feels, it feels much like the rest of the pandemic when some people get vaccinated, some people wear masks when they're supposed to, and you almost feel punished for doing the right things.
Jeremy, I hear the frustration both with individual behavior and with lack of effective policy. Thank you very much. And it's not just people in the theater per se, but Wendy in Westchester is going to say also at the Metropolitan Opera, right, Wendy?
That's right. The Metropolitan Opera has stayed open because they have a very good and deep cover system. I was driving down the West Side Highway a couple days before Christmas, got a phone call from my manager asking if I was available to jump in that evening for the Magic Flutes.
Wow.
I wasn't scheduled to be in the show. I have sung that production 56 times at the Met, so I jumped in without a rehearsal. And the reason the Metropolitan Opera can stay open is because they are investing in a cover system. The Music Man went through covers, well-publicized, and swings and understudies. And I think general directors, general managers, and producers would do very well to continue investing in their cover system. People get sick. It will not end after the pandemic that you'll be needed to go on at a moment's notice. And I think in, you know, a few years leading up to the pandemic, the cover system was getting less investment. And I really think going forward, if you want to keep your theaters open, you need to invest in your covers. These are good singers. These are great actors. They are perfectly talented. They may not have the name that you're looking for on your billboard, but there's a reason that they're keeping the show open. So invest in them.
Great message, Wendy. Thank you very much. Jen in Vero Beach, Florida. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I'm following that last caller. I am an actress in New York who came out to do a show like so many actors stationed all over the country. To do a show that was happening, right? Because we didn't have them happening in New York, and came out, drove all the way out here, and on the first day of rehearsal, they closed the show. So then you're stuck in Florida waiting for the next gig to start. And that last caller really touched on what I wanted to call about, in that the swings and the understudies, large theaters that can afford to hire a lot, they are trying to hire more people to do this work. It is amazing work. It requires talent and courage. And I'm really proud that their jobs are coming to light right now. They've always been the heroes of our shows. And now people are recognizing it. The audiences, the producers and theaters realize that these people are really the backbone of what we do. It's National Swing Day today. So I just wanted to put a shout out to everyone, acknowledge the work that they do, and today's the day that we do that. So thank you very much.
And thank you very much for doing some of that here. Adam in Queens is going to get the last word. Adam, you're on WNYC. Hi. Adam, you there?
Oh, hey. Yep, sorry about that.
Hey, got about 20 seconds for you. Go.
I'm a musician that I'm currently a sub on a show. Fortunately, I can do two chairs. So it's two chairs on Broadway, and there's also a national tour that has two chairs. And since the holidays, I've been just like running back and forth. There's been so many cases that they need coverage for, and it's been a little crazy. And plane tickets, waking up at 4:30 in the morning, that there's a plane ticket waiting for me at noon to go fly out to the tour. And actors are doing this. Musicians are doing this. We're running all over the place trying to keep these shows open. And we really appreciate all the audience members that are still coming in and supporting us. And we want you guys to be safe, and we want you to see the shows. And we're appreciative, and we're doing the best we can to keep these things open.
And on that, thank you to the audience members. We thank Adam in Queens. We thank all of you who work in theater who called in today. We could have taken so many more calls, as so many of you have so much to say. Good luck out there. Keep on getting through. The Brian Lehrer Show is produced by Lisa Allison, Mary Croak, Zoe Azoulay, Amina Cerna, Carl Boisrind, and Max Bolton. Zach Goddard-Cohen works on our daily podcast. Juliana Fonda and Mayon Levinson at the audio controls.